Okay, Simon, Reish, Vav. And then we're finishing doing Shmuel Krayva, Shmuel Rechayko, right? Which Shmuel Krayva means if the relative hears about the death within 30 days, and Shmuel Rechayko is after 30 days. So we're up to Sivzayim. So Shmuel Rechayko b'Shabbos, did we do that yesterday? No, I don't think so. Okay, anyway. So if you heard a Shmuel Rechayko on Shabbos, there's no Avelis. And not only is there no Avelis, but it's not even Avelis. So it means learning is okay, etc. So much a Shabbos and what's a Yom Tov, so they haven't missed it for an hour, and that's enough. Let's say somebody heard after Yom Tov that he had a mace that was nifter before Yom Tov. So, like we said yesterday, if you sit Shiva even for a few minutes before Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov knocks out the Avelis. But here, so there were relatives that the Avelis was knocked out because they heard about it before Yom Tov. But this guy didn't find out about it till after Yom Tov started. Right? So, Avelis Kaidim. So for them, the Regal comes and knocks it out. Kaidim, since he was not knowing Avelis before Yom Tov. Anybody who hears, even on Yom Dalit, meaning even if it's 30 days from the Kfura, that's considered a Shmuel Kreiva, and then he has to be knowing Shiva and Shleishim. So he really loses out a lot by them not telling him about this Petira before Yom Tov. That makes it Mamish, makes a heavy loss for him. No pun intended. Test me shemais lebeis. Let's say somebody who has a relative that died, but he didn't know about it. You shouldn't tell him. Balamagid, and on the somebody who does tell him, nemar mighty diba huksil. Somebody who says bad things is a fool. And we're telling us being to sue this erison to sue on the chol simcha, and you're even allowed to invite this guy to any. Chasana simply calls on you any day. Areu kishar kolodim. As long as he doesn't know about death, he's like anybody else. V'chein bal. So who yedei hashemes eizah karav leishtoi. If a husband finds out that his wife's relative died, mutar le l'shamash ima kivin she'enei yadas. He's allowed to be mashamash with her since she doesn't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna work so well as Manazef for Shalom Bias
But
purposes.
didn't we have this before
Yeah.
where we said you're not supposed to? You know you're not supposed to? I remember hearing something like that.
What do you mean if you know you're not supposed to?
You know that I think your wife is supposed to be sitting Shiva, that you're not supposed to be Shiva. It's not. But remember, I thought we learned that.
What do you mean? Not supposed to what?
You're not supposed to sit there and say, okay, let me, and then I'll tell her afterwards.
No, we said you can.
Now we're saying that. I thought we learned before that you're not supposed to do.
No, we learned that you should let him. For sure, you should. If the person hasn't davened yet, you tell him to daven. Right? We had that. We also said this thing about being able to be. I got. I had this question last week, but the
No,
problem.
also.
What?
We it, when I'm I think Paris is right. We said something about that you shouldn't like be with your wife if you know she has to if she and not tell her.
No, we said you can. That's from what I remember.
I thought we said we shouldn't.
You can't if she knows about it. About it.
No, but if you know and she doesn't know, you shouldn't. I don't know the right terminologies,
No, it
and
says it. It's funny. Here he says you can't.
Okay, I just remember whatever parents was, I was in there too that day.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Look it
Okay.
up. Look it up. But I think we said that they can. I had it last week, but the wife knew about it, and because of all the stress, she wasn't together with her husband for a long time. So they wanted epis hetera, but there's no hetera once she knows about it. There's no hetera. Anyways, you okay? Obviously, how do you implement this? And how does anybody ever find out that there's a patira? Right? If you're a fool for telling somebody, so then. I mean, obviously, you have to weigh all the factors here. I mean, you don't tell somebody about a parent's levaya because you don't want to look like a fool, right? Yeah. Anyways, yod avami. But if somebody asks you about a relative and asks, are they alive? Ain't shaka v'leimercha. You can't lie and say they're alive. Shenemar midrash shaker. You say it in a way that can be, what's the word? It can be interpreted two ways. Be yashar ba'atzmai shemes, and then they'll figure out. As the Gemara in Psachim, where. I forgot who asked. Somebody asked, "Is he alive?" And he came back and said, "This person's alive," because he didn't want to say. And he turned around his shirt so that the tear would be in the back, so that nobody would realize that he tore kriya, so people wouldn't find out. Yud Aleph, Levanim, Levanim Kadesh. The minig is to, at least to boys, you tell them when their parents died so that they could say Kaddish. Right? It's weird. It's mashma that it's mashma from the kitzur that like otherwise just don't tell people. Just don't tell them. I mean, obviously it doesn't work nowadays also because of communication. Right? There was one of the gedolim who did not tell a kid. Didn't tell one of the bachurim. He said, "Don't tell the bachur that his father died." A message came. I don't remember who this maestro was with. Was it about to Zudeman? And then he didn't. He told him not to say. That's who it was with. I have with us a special guest, Rav Bianca Levitch. We went to Lakewood together. So he said that it was the Alta from Slovakia, which was Ruderman, who was learning Stark, and who was Nifter's father? Who was his father? Was Nifter. Ruderman's father was Nifter. They send a message to the yeshiva, and the Alta said, "No, don't tell him anything," and said they shouldn't stop learning. What after 30 days, they told him, it's that shiva probably for an hour or whatever it was, and then that was it. You got to have real places for that. Fine. Okay, next simon. Ray simon Ray Zion dine nicham avelim. These are all laws that people have to know. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not aware of this. These halachas. So mitzvah gedayla lenacham aveilim. It is a big mitzvah menacham aveilim. Motzino vaKodesh Baruch Hu the nicham aveilim. We find when the Rabban Shem that he was menacham aveilim to see he after he might have Ram but he baruch alekin asitzing benoy. Who gemilas chesed imachaim rima meisim. It's doing chesed with the nifter and with the people that are alive. Right, because it's a schus for the nifter that people come, and obviously for the people that are alive, they get a nechama. And Menachem Rishon Liftoyach PM Achiyivta Ha'Avol Tchila. Davol has to talk first. The Metzira BeIyav Shenemer VeEin Dover Elov Davol. Uksiv Achrei Kain Pasach Iyav Es Piyu. Other Vayana Lifas Ateimani. So you have to wait for the Avol to say first. Because Shemaim Menachem Shavol Paiteroisam Einem Rishon Leishavetzay. When you see and you sense from the Avol that he's pretty much telling you to get out, then you have to get out. You can't sit there. Phase. Avol Rechayla ain't a tzrichim lamed afilu mipnei nasi. An Avol Rechayla does not have to stand up even for a nasi. Derech Eretz Hu Shem Echad writes to Lechaver Es Chaveri v'Lakam Yiponuv, and it's Derech Eretz that if somebody wants to stand up, as somebody be mechaber and stand, Shave. Says to the friend, sit down. But you don't say that to Rabbi L'chayla, Mishum Dimash Mishay Ba'avela Shalcha. Sounds like sit in your Avelis. Shay Ba'chayla Shalcha, sit in your Avelis. Fine. Gimel Lo Yomer Adam Lo Nefrati Kifi Masei Arayim. He has a Dvar Me'ilu Shalo Yiftach Pe L'Satan. I don't say, because these are going through the different phrases that people say. Meaning the Avel shouldn't say that, oh, I deserve bigger punishments going according to my maisim, because you shouldn't open your mouth to the Satan, right? Because you don't want to start off. That just shows you the power of words. Dalit lo yaymar adam lo aval malach halasis e efshel lashanes mashalsa kodesh baruchu. That's also a classic that people say. What are you going to do? Can't change Hashem's ways. Kizel kain giduf, because that's like that's being megadeth. That's like what do you call it? Blasphemy. The mashma ha'im ha'ya efshel lashanes ha'im mashana. Meaning, because it's mashma that if you would be able to change Hashem's ways, you would change Hashem's ways, right? Which obviously can't be. You have to be makabel, whatever the Rabban Shalom says, ba'ava, with love. Hey, Avelim, Yeshlam, the Sabbath, Makam Shiyotin, Shmosi Shalames. Avelim was supposed to sit Shiva where the Patira happened. Kiba Oisim, Makam Nefesh, Ames, Miss Avelis, because that's where the Nefesh is Misav. Hashem Tzrich and Litin, La Tanchum, and that's where you have to give the Neshama, the Tanchum. Now, it doesn't mean if it happens in the hospital, so you don't sit shiva in the hospital. The mitzvah is to daven. There's a mitzvah to have a minyan there. I'm sorry. Ba'ayin la'el simin simin chaf sivav. She'ena beis ta'avol elokeinu b'klei avoseinu baruchinu b'bracha. Meaning you don't say. You don't do birchas kohanim. Afilu ain shem avol. Even if there's no avol there. Because that has nachas ruach l'neshama, and if there's an oval, he is mitzaref l'minyan. You bring the sefer Torah there first, and you make it a nice place, like a little aron. Same yesh b'shnei bat the mason. If there's two houses mason, be'echad yesh sham oval, be'echad ain sham oval. One has an oval, one doesn't. And you don't have enough people that you have 10 and 10. You spell the Babayish Ain Sham Oval, so then you daven in the house that does not have an oval. Right? It's just very fascinating psak, meaning you go to the house that doesn't have an oval. Why? Because at least there'll be a nechama for the mace, meaning the house that has the oval, so there'll be a nechama for the mace because people are coming there, but there's no oval there, so then there should a minyan should be had. It happened by us, Paris.
The oval davens there. I mean, the oval leaves
there
his
is no
house to go
oval.
daven.
There is no
No, the
oval.
other house. The other house has the oval.
Oh, I don't know what he does, Taka. I don't know. I didn't think about that. And what does the oval do? Does he see this, you think? I don't know. I gotta look into that. I have to check into that. Very good. We had that by Bobby. I do not I mean they were Avelim. Jews were Avelim, it just weren't any male Avelim. Yeah. Now you can learn based on Niftar. Lachat Fila Shachar Simcha, Esamizma Lam Natseach, Shimuzois Kolahamim. Right? Umatoib Lilmoid, Tom Mishnayas, Latikan and Neshama. And he's supposed to learn Mishnayas, Latikan and Neshama, because Mishnah is Oisius Neshama. So that's back to Avul can't learn the Mishnayos. Somebody else has to learn the Mishnayos for on behalf of the Avul. Right? There's a Gevalga Tosis Yomtiv that talks about the Indian learning Mishnayos because Mishnayos is the first Tosha Baal Peh. And those that denied those the Apikorsim denied Chiyas HaMeisim and Tosha Baal Peh. So we learn Tosha Baal Peh to show that we believe that there will be Tchiyas HaMeis. Anyways, that's it, right, Tilsifei? Think, yeah.
Yeah, including Safai.
Yeah, all right, fine. Okay, everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
That goes up.